had in practice.
In practice. Okay. All right, happy with that? Okay, excellent.
So we were at 14.
14. Okay. Paragraph 14, the Secretariat reminded the Revisions Committee of the process by which amendment proposals are to be submitted to the Revisions Committee for future sessions. Any amendment proposal should be sent to the Secretariat no later than 12 weeks prior to the start of the session. The Revisions Committee, Paragraph 15, the Revisions Committee agreed to the text of the amendment proposals set out in document ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/6 as amended during the session and included in Annex 1 of this report, and asked that they are submitted to the Working Party on Rail Transport for adoption at its 78th session in November 2024. The Revisions Committee also asked that a consolidated version of the model rules is prepared if the amendment proposals are adopted in PDF format. It also asked that the Secretariat find an innovative solution to incorporating the changes into the text of the existing printed version of the model rules, rather than reprinting the entire publication again. Yeah, fine. Okay, so remove again. It also asked that, if adopted by the Working Party on Rail Transport, the amendment proposals enter into force. Should that read? The amendment proposals enter into force at the time of publication of the report of the 78th session of the Working Party. Paragraph 16, the Revisions Committee reminded non-ECE UN member states that to participate in the decision-making process for the model rules at the Working Party, there's a Y missing there on part, on rail transport, they need to send a letter to the Executive Secretary of UNECE expressing their interest in this work. This letter is available from the Secretariat or on the UNECE website. No comments. Section 6, workshop on the role of PPPs in the financing of investment in the railways. Agenda item 5. Document ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/4. Paragraph 17. The Secretariat introduced this agenda item, setting out the contents of document ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/4 and the importance of the role of PPPs in the financing of investment in the railways. Speakers from OTIF, CIT, UNECE, Allrail, PwC and the Rail Working Group discussed the various forms of PPPs, their advantages and disadvantages, how to maximise their potential, and how the Luxembourg Rail Protocol and the model rules fit into the world of PPPs. The Secretariat will prepare a brief summary document of the main interventions during the session that it will share on the webpage of the Revisions Committee. Minor typo there that we've amended. Paragraph 18, the Revisions Committee... Apologies. We've changed it. Yeah, thank you. We'll rewrite it. There we go. Perfect. Paragraph 18. The Revisions Committee thanked the speakers for their interventions and noted the importance of PPPs in ensuring appropriate investment in the railways. Okay. No comments. Section 7. Workshop on integrating the IRVIS number into digital solutions, brackets, agenda item 6. Document ECE/trans/SC2/RC1/2024/5, paragraph 19. The workshop on integrating the IRVIS number into digital solutions was opened by the chair and the rail working group. A number of speakers intervened on the different options that could be adopted in this area and noted the urgent need for this to be considered by the revisions committee in more detail. Paragraph 20. The Revisions Committee thanked the speakers for their interventions and noted that this topic is of great importance to the work of the model rules and asked that a dedicated item on this is retained going forward. dedicated agenda item. Okay. Paragraph 21. The revisions committee noted the need for the setting up of an informal expert group on the application of digital solutions to the marking of the IRVIS identifier to take this discussion further, and adopted the terms of reference for this group as discussed during the session and included in Annex 2 of this report, brackets, and in informal document number 1, 2024. It asked the chair of the revisions committee to inform the working party on rail transport of the creation of this informal group. Howard.